Hi, this is English in the News. Go bananas. A lot of people are going bananas over World Cup games, and I hope you are not one of them. What is go bananas?
因为有一段时间台湾的香蕉产量有点过剩啊，所以很多政府官员都在大力推销吃香蕉，所以我们特别提到这个片语 go bananas.
It means to become irrational or crazy or angry or excited. So it can be both negative and positive. And basically, it just means to lose control if you go bananas. Or sometimes you would hear people say, go nuts.Nuts and bananas are both food items. So if you go bananas or if you go nuts, that means you have lost control over something, either because you are too happy or because you are overly angry. So you are behaving in a slightly crazy or silly fashion. In other words, you lost your mind. Now we have two examples here. First one, if I'm home late again, my dad will go bananas.
这里大概应该比较有可能是他的爸爸会生气哦，应该不是特别的兴奋，应该是说他每次晚回家的时候，他爸爸就会气疯了，或者是非常的着急，因为着急而气疯了。
Example number two, she went bananas when I told her the news. She just couldn't stop jumping up and down. So in this case, she must be quite happy because she was jumping up and down when I told her the news. A great news, a news about her acceptance into the NTU, probably. Moving on, let's see how this phrase is used in news stories. The first one is from CNN, and the article is about Chinese fruit juice stock is going bananas. That's the title.
这个新闻标题是在讲中国一家水果公司啊，它是一家果汁公司，它的股票呢 is going bananas, 它的股票发狂了，它的股票涨得不像话了。
And what's going on here? Let's take a look. Odds are you probably haven't heard of Sky People Fruit Juice. The company headquartered in the Chinese city of Xi'an is puny. Its market value is just $42 million. But Sky People Fruit Juice does have shares listed in the U.S. on the Nasdaq. And it has been one of the hottest stocks on the market. Shares have doubled in the past week and are up more than 135% this year. Okay, let's see. This is the news in September 2016, that's 2 years ago. And the fruit juice company is called Sky People Fruit Juice.
他说你可能从来没有听过 Sky People 这家果汁公司，它的总部设在中国大陆西安市，它是一家很小的公司，市值大概$4,200万，但是它的股票却在纽约证券交易所炙手可热，过去一周它的股票涨了一倍，这是很惊人的涨幅，一个星期就是五天就可以上涨一倍，过去一整年呢 它则上涨了135%，这也是相当惊人的一个涨幅。通常一个股票在一年之内能够像这样子的涨到比一倍还要多35%，这是很惊人的。所以他说，所以他的标题才会讲 This Chinese fruit juice stock is going bananas. 这只股票简直就是发狂了，拼命的上涨。
An example number two, this is from Vox News and is fairly latest. It's on July 5th.On June 25, Axios Mike Allen and Jim Vanderhey took readers inside Donald Trump's winning cynical plan. They argued that the more President Trump does, says, and tweets outrageous things, the more his critics go bananas and the better he does in the polls.The evidence for this was that Trump had hit 45% in Gallup's presidential approval tracker, a personal high for him, though he's since slipped back to 42%. More impressively, Trump's approval among Republicans is hovering around 90%.
Okay, once again, we have a new story that's featuring Donald Trump. 川普总统他在我们的English in the News 里面出现过很多次哦。显然这个人，这位总统真是一个话题人物。有关他的新闻报道或者是他自己所讲的话，经常都值得我们来在学习英文的时候来探讨。那这一篇呢，主要是在讲这个网络媒体公司 Axios 这个公司，它的里面的两个作者，同时也是两 个创办人，他们写了一篇文章，或者说写了一篇新闻报道，说这个川普总统啊，他的充满疑心，但是却很成功的一个计划。是怎样一个计划呢？这两个作者说，川普越是讲一些或者是做一些离谱的事，离谱就是 outrageous， 他不管是说还是 tweet， 就是他用 Twitter 来发表他的一些高见，但不管是怎么样，他不管做些什么，只要他越离谱，批评的人就会越抓狂了。Critics of him would go bananas， 可是他的民调数字却会更好。那这两个人他们提出的这个论点的证明是，川普在最近 Gallup 追踪总统民意调查，他叫做 Gallup's Presidential Approval Tracker， 就是不断的一直不停的做，也许每天做，也许每隔两三天就做一次，看看这个民调的变化到底是怎么样。这个叫做 Tracker， 就是一再的追踪总统的支持率的这个民调呢，他获得 45% 的支持，这是他的个人新高。不过后来隔几天他当然又落回了 42% 了。但是更让人印象深刻的是，川普在共和党的选民当中，他的支持率维持在 90%、哦、所以他用的动词是 hovering， 这个字 hover 就是停留在空中，盘旋在空中。换句话说，他的在共和党之间的支持率一直都很高，都在 90% 这么高。那这当然会让批评他的人越发的不高兴。 So they are going bananas. That's how this phrase is used in news stories. And I hope if you are going bananas over something, it is because of something exciting, something great, and some successes that you didn't expect. Thank you very much for tuning in to English in the News. You can also find our scripts and soundbites in ICRT's news blog. I'm Jane Lee.